Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
And Chip, where we are for the Birds, your weekend edition, coming toward the end of June, and July will be with us next week. So it's upon us, the middle of summer.
Whew. Yeah, time flies. It felt like it was just winter recently, didn't it?
It did. And we managed to survive that that heat wave, and hopefully most of the birds did as well. Hopefully they were able to get to the water like many of us did.
Yeah, been seeing a lot of birds at the beach recently.
Absolutely, with their little umbrellas, right?
In our favorite swimming holes, we were joined by redstarts and other warblers.
Yeah, but what's this about a special woodpecker that's showing up in Chittenden County?
Yeah, just recently there was a report of red-headed woodpecker in Essex Junction. And it's kind of like the story of the Western Kingbird from a couple weeks ago. You know, a local person saw the bird and alerted the birding community via the Vermont Birding Listserv. And next thing you know, birders were making a pilgrimage to go see this uncommon woodpecker that used to actually nest in Vermont, but doesn't anymore.
So, the red-headed woodpecker. So let's begin with a description.
Yeah, it's, you know, I can still remember the first time I saw a red-headed woodpecker on Long Island. I thought when I saw the bird that someone had gone crazy blazing a tree. You know how you blaze a trail with white or blue or red sometimes. I thought someone had blazed a tree with white, red, and blue, but it turned out to be this beautiful red-headed woodpecker. And when we say redhead, we mean redhead. Its whole head on the male is actually male and female is solid red all in the throat, all the way down to the back. So unlike a lot of our woodpeckers, which have a little red in the crest or on the back of the head or on the nape. The red-headed woodpecker, its head is truly red. And then it's got these big white, it's otherwise dark blue, like a navy blue, with big white panels in the wings and white on the rump. I don't have a picture in front of me, so I'm trying to visualize. I'm trying to remember if its stomach is white or not. Can't remember. But anyway, it's boldly marked in this deep blue, bright white and really beautiful red color. It's a incredibly striking, beautiful bird.
So when you see this, you know it's a red-headed woodpecker. So that's one of those birds. But yeah, it's and normally where should it be? And if it's not supposed to be here, normally where would it be?
Yeah, you know, it's got a pretty wide range in the U.S. and they actually used to be, I won't say common, but there used to be several spots in the Champlain Valley, like in Bridport, and I remember seeing them occasionally in the Lake Bomazene area. And they like savannas, basically. They like woodland, but with very far-spaced trees and very little understory. So in places like in the Midwest, red-headed woodpeckers can be common. Also down south in more piney woods, but they like mature trees, but not like dense forest. It has to be more of an open forest, like a savanna with scattered trees. And I don't know if we properly can call any habitat in the U.S. savanna, but I think that gets at the feel of it. It's a more wide open habitat with lots of trees, but they're scattered and far apart.
Yeah, good stuff. So the red-headed woodpecker, it was in Essex, huh?
Yeah, Essex Junction. And it's funny, it actually turned up in a little neighborhood. So it wasn't in typical habitat. So that it just goes to show any kind of bird can show up almost anywhere. And they do show up in Vermont. There was one in East Montpelier a couple of years ago. But they are pretty scarce in the state now. They show up maybe every couple of years one shows up in Vermont, but they don't appear to be nesting. And I think maybe the nearest nesting red-headed woodpeckers are probably western New York.
Yeah, and they do have that incredibly red head, black back, a little bit of white on the wings, and they do have a nice white breast. So the white is on them. But when you see it, it is it's a neat bird, boy. You know what you'd see it when you definitely would see it.
Yeah, you couldn't confuse it with anything else. The immature redhead woodpeckers, however, do not have a red head. Instead of red, the hood, the whole head is more of is grayish. So you might get confused if you saw an immature redhead woodpecker, but yeah, no mistaking those beautiful adults.
Good stuff. The red-headed woodpecker in Essex Junction. Halfway through the show, Chip and Anson, your weekend edition of For the Birds. So we're headed into, birds are still singing, though. I mean, they haven't really quieted down. It doesn't seem like it. Seems like things are still pretty active, particularly the indigo bunting is going at it.
Yeah.
House wrens are still chirping away. Of course, I think a house wren chirps all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some birds that have been a little bit more quiet, like oven birds, for example. I haven't been hearing quite as many warblers singing. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, things are still singing and, of course, actively nesting right now. Not seeing a lot of fledglings yet, but except for those early nesters like robins and some song sparrows and, of course, Canada geese. But, birds are busy feeding their young, and in some cases the males are still singing away. You don't get quite the same dawn chorus as you do earlier in the season, but still a good time to go out and enjoy the bird songs. I was listening last night in the evening on my deck to hermit thrushes singing. There's a lot to enjoy out there still.
And my understanding, you went to a trip to Shelburne and found a bittern, but not just any bittern, but a least bittern?
Yeah, this was a little Father's Day present for me. One of my kids and I went out for a very early morning birding trip. And Shelburne Pond is a great birding area in Chittenden County. Also great for canoeing and fishing, you name it. But it's one of the few places you can go and reliably see, if you're lucky, least bittern. So least bittern is the it's not a, I won't say it's a close relative of the American bittern, but it's the other bittern in the state, and it's a tiny little thing. It's smaller than a green heron, so we're talking a very small heron, but it still has that long heron bill, longish legs and huge feet. We got to watch it on the edge of this pool surrounded by cattails, and the least bittern was clinging on to the cattails and actively fishing. They had their plumage, their color is somewhat similar to a least bittern. They have a pale yellow eye, an orangey beak, and some blurry streaking. They're not as heavily streaked below as an American bittern. But they are often found in the same habitats, but it's a fairly scarce bird in Vermont and pretty much only seen in the Champlain Valley, as far as I know. No. I guess also Connecticut River Valley, too.
Yeah, the least bittern. It's we have the American bittern, which is the one I think most people are familiar with, but this one is a little smaller.
Yeah, it's quite a bit smaller. Yes, and if folks are familiar with the green heron, it's even smaller than a green heron. So it's a little guy.
Good stuff. All right. Well, that about does it. We got to fly out here for another weekend. Enjoy your last weekend of June, as July is just around the corner. And we'll do it again next week. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
For the Birds.